The National Council for the Training of Journalists. Side 1. All the passages dictated on this side of the tape are at 110 words a minute, repeated at 120 words a minute. Passages 1 and 2 are entitled Supermarket Has Broken Its Promises, Say Residents. Passage 1 at 110 words a minute. Ready? When we first heard of the plans to build a new supermarket in Beach Road, we knew that it would have a profound effect on our lives, as our houses are right next door to the site. We did not oppose the plan out of hand because we knew how much the new shop was needed in this part of town. What we wanted and what we asked the council to make sure that we got were a few restrictions which would limit the noise and disturbance from the site. When we saw the detailed plans, we were shocked at the size of the development and could not see why this supermarket would need a petrol station, as there are two others in Beach Road less than 200 yards away. The council said that if there were no petrol sales, there would be no supermarket, so we had to give way. What we did feel was essential were a limit to the times of deliveries to the shop and a high fence along the edge of the site to screen it and to give some soundproofing. This did not go down well with the supermarket bosses, and we knew that we would have a fight on our hands if we wanted to preserve some peace in our homes. Repeated now at 120 words a minute. Ready? When we first heard of the plans to build a new supermarket in Beach Road, we knew that it would have a profound effect on our lives, as our houses are right next door to the site. We did not oppose the plan out of hand because we knew how much the new shop was needed in this part of the town. What we wanted and what we asked the council to make sure that we got were a few restrictions which would limit the noise and disturbance from the site. When we saw the detailed plans, we were shocked at the size of the development and could not see why this supermarket would need a petrol station, as there are two others in Beach Road less than 200 yards away. The council said that if there were no petrol sales, there would be no supermarket, so we had to give way. What we did feel was essential were a limit to the times of deliveries to the shop and a high fence along the edge of the site to screen it and to give some soundproofing. This did not go down well with the supermarket bosses, and we knew that we would have a fight on our hands if we wanted to preserve some peace in our homes. Passage 2 at 110 words a minute. Ready? When the council came to grant approval for the plan, it was decided there could be no deliveries before 7 in the morning during the week or before 9 at weekends. The council also said there would have to be restrictions on opening hours for the shop and the petrol station. The application wanted them both to stay open until 10 at night during the week and to open continuously from Friday morning until midnight on Sunday. We said this was just not on, as we would have no peace at all, and I am glad to say that the council was on our side. Opening was restricted to 8 at night in the week and 4 in the afternoon at weekends. There was a lot of grumbling from the supermarket, but they did agree in the end. Then there was the question of the fence. This went through with no opposition from the supermarket. Now the shop has been open for 3 months, but we still do not have our fence, and we are all suffering from the noise and smell of car fumes. We have also found the noise starts an hour before the shop opens and goes on for at least an hour after the official closing time. We have been short-changed and demand action now. Repeated now at 120 words a minute. Ready? When the council came to grant approval for the plan, it was decided there could be no deliveries before 7 in the morning during the week or before 9 at weekends. The council also said there would have to be restrictions on opening hours for the shop and the petrol station. The application wanted them both to stay open until 10 at night during the week and to open continuously from Friday morning until midnight on Sunday. We said this was just not on, as we would have no peace at all, and I am glad to say that the council was on our side. Opening was restricted to 8 at night in the week and 4 in the afternoon at weekends. There was a lot of grumbling from the supermarket, but they did agree in the end. Then there was the question of the fence. This went through with no opposition from the supermarket. Now the shop has been open for 3 months, but we still do not have our fence, and we are all suffering from the noise and smell of car fumes. We have also found the noise starts an hour before the shop opens and goes on for at least an hour after the official closing time. We have been short-changed and demand action now. Passages 3 and 4 are entitled Debt Crisis Swamps Advisors. Passage 3 at 110 words a minute. Ready? Advice workers across the county are being swamped by a rising tide of debt problems. More and more people are coming forward with larger and larger debts. Our files show that the average sum of money owed by those seeking help is £28,000. We think that people in the county are in debt to the tune of £20 million. There has always been a hidden problem of debt, but it is now starting to come to the surface because banks and other lenders are now pressing for payment of debts on home loans. They used to wait 12 years before they took action, but that time has been cut in half. People who thought they were under no threat have been getting letters saying their homes are to be taken from them. They are coming to us in total shock. About one in three of all the people we see has a home loan debt, but many also have credit card debts. This is another big issue. Credit is very easy to get, and people are taking out extra credit cards to pay off debts on their old cards. In one case, an old couple in their 80s who came to us for help each had 12 credit cards, even though they were claiming Social Security. This will now be repeated at 120 words a minute. Ready? Advice workers across the county are being swamped by a rising tide of debt problems. More and more people are coming forward with larger and larger debts. Our files show that the average sum of money owed by those seeking help is £28,000. We think that people in the county are in debt to the tune of £20 million. There has always been a hidden problem of debt, but it is now starting to come to the surface because banks and other lenders are now pressing for payment of debts on home loans. They used to wait 12 years before they took action, but that time has been cut in half. People who thought they were under no threat have been getting letters saying their homes are to be taken from them. They are coming to us in total shock. About one in three of all the people we see has a home loan debt, but many also have credit card debts. This is another big issue. Credit is very easy to get, and people are taking out extra credit cards to pay off debts on their old cards. In one case, an old couple in their 80s who came to us for help each had 12 credit cards, even though they were claiming Social Security. Passage 4, at 110 words a minute. Ready? The debt crisis is putting great strain on our advice network. We deal with a wide range of problems, such as housing and Social Security, but debt is starting to take over. We do not know what to do about this. We feel we should give priority to people who face losing their homes, but that can mean making others wait for help. In some parts of the county, we are having to make people wait weeks to get advice for problems that seem less urgent. Of course, the people who have the problems do not think they are less urgent. They are saying we are not doing a proper job. We need an urgent review of our funding by national and local government. At the moment, we get about 75% of our money from the national government, but the grant has gone up by less than inflation in each of the past 3 years. Last year, the number of people coming to us for help went up by 10%. We are also looking to the banks to give us some more support. After all, we are really helping them by trying to sort out the problems of their customers. It is only fair to ask the banks to put their hands in their pockets. Repeated now at 120 words a minute. Ready? The debt crisis is putting great strain on our advice network. We deal with a wide range of problems such as housing and social security, but debt is starting to take over. We do not know what to do about this. We feel we should give priority to people who face losing their homes, but that can mean making others wait for help. In some parts of the county, we are having to make people wait weeks to get advice for problems that seem less urgent. Of course, the people who have the problems do not think they are less urgent. They are saying we are not doing a proper job. We need an urgent review of our funding by national and local government. At the moment, we get about 75% of our money from the national government, but the grant has gone up by less than inflation in each of the past 3 years. Last year, the number of people coming to us for help went up by 10%. We are also looking to the banks to give us some more support. After all, we are really helping them by trying to sort out the problems of their customers. It is only fair to ask the banks to put their hands in their pockets. Passages 5 and 6 are entitled, Is There Really Nothing to Do in This Town? Passage 5, first of all dictated at 110 words a minute. Ready? Many people moan that there is nothing to do in this town. Go to any town in the country, large or small, by the sea or inland, and you will hear the same cry. Young people, more than most, believe that our town is dead and that we on the council should do something about it. Of course, when people say the town is dead, what they really mean is that we do not spoon-feed them with lots of entertainment. In truth, we and others provide plenty for them to do, if only they would make the effort. It is a sad fact that most people do not appreciate that the more they put in, the more they will get out. We have a lovely old theatre that struggles to keep going. It needs support, both in terms of audiences and money. If people join in, they usually contribute financially as well, and not just by buying tickets. Last summer, the council helped to run a fete and a river festival. Both lost money because of lack of support. The river festival was nearly called off, but the local paper backed it with a campaign, and a number of local shops agreed to be sponsors. That was good. It would have been even better had the public supported it. Repeated now at 120 words a minute. Ready? Many people moan that there is nothing to do in this town. Go to any town in the country, large or small, by the sea or inland, and you will hear the same cry. Young people more than most believe that our town is dead and that we on the council should do something about it. Of course, when people say the town is dead, what they really mean is that we do not spoon-feed them with lots of entertainment. In truth, we and others provide plenty for them to do, if only they would make the effort. It is a sad fact that most people do not appreciate that the more they put in, the more they will get out. We have a lovely old theatre that struggles to keep going. It needs support, both in terms of audiences and money. If people join in, they usually contribute financially as well, and not just by buying tickets. Last summer, the council helped to run a fete and a river festival. Both lost money because of lack of support. The river festival was nearly called off, but the local paper backed it with a campaign, and a number of local shops agreed to be sponsors. That was good. It would have been even better had the public supported it. Passage 6, dictated at 110 words a minute. Ready? Many of our local sports clubs are in need of a lot of new members. However, the two golf clubs and the three outdoor bowls clubs are doing very well and have long waiting lists of people wanting to join. There are many indoor clubs that would also welcome new members, especially young ones. Among them is the local dramatic society. They are keen for new members. Recently, they could not stage two plays because some main parts could not be filled. They also want more people to work backstage. They need help with scene building and painting, as well as with any of the 101 other jobs that arise when putting on a play. Anne Jones, editor of the Gazette, is with us this evening. She has pledged to run a year-long campaign to make readers aware of what this town can offer. There are some 50 clubs in the area, and the Gazette plans to print a feature on one of them in each issue. The council will promote all leisure activities on public notice boards. We hope that every one of you will tell your members what other clubs have to offer. In that way, we should be able to increase membership. It may even stop people saying that there is nothing to do. Repeated now at 120 words a minute. Ready? Many of our local sports clubs are in need of a lot of new members. However, the two golf clubs and the three outdoor bowls clubs are doing very well and have long waiting lists of people wanting to join. There are many indoor clubs that would also welcome new members, especially young ones. Among them is the local Dramatic Society. They are keen for new members. Recently, they could not stage two plays because some main parts could not be filled. They also want more people to work backstage. They need help with scene building and painting, as well as with any of the 101 other jobs that arise when putting on a play. Anne Jones, the editor of the Gazette, is with us this evening. She has pledged to run a year-long campaign to make readers aware of what this town can offer. There are some 50 clubs in the area, and the Gazette plans to print a feature on one of them in each issue. The council will promote all leisure activities on public notice boards. We hope that every one of you will tell your members what other clubs have to offer. In that way, we should be able to increase membership. It may even stop people saying that there is nothing to do. That is the end of the dictation on side one of the tape.